Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
These two are twins, Prancer and Dancer. And this lad with the great big antlers is Comet. Spotted nose here is Cupid. This white-faced boy here, that's old Dasher. He loves to run, he does, he really does. He'd rather run than eat. And this noisy one with the floppy jowls, he's Vixen.
Sheena Easton, Richie.
Like her.
Christmas all over the world from the movie Santa Claus, the movie.
Stay on, now and forever, you will bring our gifts to all the children in all the world. And all this to be done on Christmas Eve.
All right, Kenny, tell me how good I am. Is that Burgess Meredith?
Yes, it is.
And Dudley Moore?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. All right, good. What else you got,
Richard? You win.
Thank you.
The thing about me is that I don't like elf assurance. I'm not afraid to rock the sleigh.
Uh-huh. All right, so this is the Christmas movie from 1985. Dudley Moore brought a lot of smiles to a lot of people's faces. Very unique character. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We got into movie music to get us into movie moments. We have movie news coming up in just a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Ooh, that smell.
Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
Smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, let's get into Chuck Curry's head. We've had a few lapses this week because you haven't been here, Chucker, so let's get going with the latest movie news.
This is an interesting story that broke yesterday. Over 2,500 young actors have auditioned to play the young Han Solo in the Star Wars spin-off film that Disney's going to produce sometime next year.
Well, let's explain what this is. This is because people say, wait a minute, we don't want anybody but Harrison Ford to play this role. This is supposed to be a prequel, is it not?
Yeah.
Who writes these sorts of stories?
I know they got good writers writing them, and they're going to put. The game plan is to do a Star Wars movie every few years,
and then
a spin-off film in between. So some character in the Star Wars universe is going to be featured on the.
Oh man, are they going to milk this?
Every
so
year.
There are 25. Yeah, listen to this. Yeah. 2,500 actors. Yeah. Have met on the project to try to get themselves into consideration. I think earlier today, Kenny and I were talking about getting an unknown actor. Are most of these actors, Chuck, are not known to most of us?
Oh, most likely. I would say probably 98% of them are unknown. And I would almost bet the actor who gets the part will probably be an unknown.
I don't know
if you know this, but Kurt Russell did a screen test to play Han Solo back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that.
And I actually think, I know this is revisionist history, and Harrison Ford is Han Solo, but Kurt Russell would have been really good.
You think?
I think he would have.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so the story about really the hunt good. For the next Han Solo is at DougStefan.com today. You want to check out how that all is going to work. All right, what else you got, Chuck?
And by the way, if nobody knows, it's 14 days till Star Wars The Force Awakens opens on the 7th.
You got your tickets? You have your tickets?
Well, it's playing at my local theater, so I know I'll get it.
Coming the back door, yeah, okay.
Exactly. One other bit of news, Iron Man 3 director Shane Black has submitted a script to a sequel to Predator, the original Predator. That would be the fourth Predator film. And also Ridley Scott prepping a new Alien trilogy over at Fox. So we're going to see another more Alien, more Predator. The same old as new again, and I don't think, Doug, that is ever going to change.
Because people will always take a good idea and ruin it with another sort of knockoff.
And
right?
also Universal is targeting, I didn't report this last week, Angelina Jolie, the star in their Bride of Frankenstein movie. And the concept is they're going to do that, a Van Helsing, a mummy movie, Dracula, and also the Wolfman. And then the ultimate game plan would to take those characters and combine them all in one movie.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if we got so many shoot-em-ups. Oi. All right, Chuck, good job giving us the behind-the-scenes story on a number of things that affect those of us who love videos and DVDs, movies, that sort of thing. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.